brought to you by Penguin.
Operation Moonlight by Louise Morrish. Read by Kristin Atherton. Chapter 1. 2018. A sallow moon shines through the bedroom window, watching her. Sleep will be elusive tonight, Betty knows. Always the way when it's a full moon. She really ought to close the curtains, but it would make no difference. The moon will still be there, whether she can see it or not. A monthly reminder, as if she could ever forget. From across the landing, she can hear Tali's rumbling snores. Her carer would have slept through the blitz, Betty has no doubt. Lucky girl. Sighing, she hoists herself up in the bed, reaching for her glasses on the bedside table. Yesterday's Times lies folded next to them, half read. She'll try the cryptic, see if that'll send her off. The moon's light is enough to see by, if she squints. She rummages in the pockets of her bed jacket, but instead of the pencil she expects to find, she unearths a used tissue, a rusty hatpin, and a strange key whose lock she cannot recall. She peers at the key, an oddly shaped thing made of thick, twisted wire, turning it over in her palm. How had it come to be in her pocket? From his basket at the foot of the bed, Tosca whines softly.
What do you make of this, boy?
Betty asks her elderly Scotty dog. Lately, trying to recall things has been like stumbling around the house in the dark, hands fumbling for a light switch or a door handle. This key, for instance. Where had it come from? Its sudden appearance is a mystery. She turns the metal object over and over, her brain grinding with the effort of remembering. An image flickers, and she thinks she has it, but no. She tries again, searching the shadowy recesses of her mind, tripping over memories long forgotten. The dog emits a low growl.
What is it, eh?
Betty pushes herself further up the pillows, and as she does so, a vaguely familiar, smoke-hoarse voice comes clear to her across the years.
A skeleton key will open almost anything.
There in the far corner of the bedroom, all but invisible in the shadows, stands a figure. As it slowly approaches, Betty's fingers tighten around the key. She knuckles her glasses up her nose, trying to bring the man, for it is a man, into focus. He's nearly at the bed when recognition pierces the blackness of her memory. It is a man she knows only as Mr. Smith, the lockpicker. Betty's heart stutters. Is she hallucinating? She hasn't seen her security instructor, Mr. Smith, since 1944. Yet here he is, looking exactly the same as he did back then, wiry as a ferret, greasy-haired, wearing the same threadbare brown suit. There is a sudden waft of woodbines, a smell that takes Betty straight back to Wanborough Manor, Special Training School number 5. Think of it always. Speak of it. Never. He can't be real. He is surely long dead.
How did you get in here?
She demands. If this apparition is indeed Mr. Smith, the question is redundant, she knows. A rumour had circulated at Wanborough.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?